Justice for None by Gene Hackman and Daniel Linehan. This book is dedicated to the sound of corn growing from rich, dark Illinois soil on a still summer night. Just hold your breath and listen. Listen hard now. You can hear it. Tuesday, June 4th, 1929, Vermilion, Illinois. It was hot. Southeast Illinois hot. The Heightsburg grain elevators loomed over their eastern neighbors on Main Street. Lou's Better Lounge, closed since the start of Prohibition, was completely cast in the elevator's limp shadow, but even shade provided little relief. "Hot enough to fry eggs on the sidewalk," someone muttered as he shuffled by the motorman. Boyd Calvin thought about that. He fantasized passers-by dissolving in sunny-side-up confusion in the concrete skillets that paralleled the trolley tracks. Though it scarcely helped with the heat, Boyd let the streetcar sit in the shade for several minutes until he could see his westbound counterpart swing around the way-by at Bell's Park. The single-track line a block ahead was in direct sunlight. Most of his regular passengers at this time of day understood this. Some didn't. A middle-aged man in a worn coat approached Boyd. "Excuse me, young man, what seems to be the problem?"
You'll have to stay behind the yellow line, sir."
Boyd's left hand rested on the accelerator, his right firmly clenched the brake handle. He chose not to explain that they were waiting for the westbound trolley in the shade instead of the sun. Sparks flew as the westbound car self-switched into the way-by, its spring-loaded contact pole rolling along the charged overhead line as the two cars passed.